When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Well, hello, I've put on a smoky eye for today's episode after the guest has left as well. I don't want to arouse him too much. He's just got engaged, for God's sakes. But what I like to do is really glam up for the intro and outro. I'm recording this on my own with Naomi, and what I do is, Naomi will testify with a nod, I just put a smoky eye on, Big hair for the intro outro, and a bit of a ball gown situation, just to give you the respect, the listener, the respect that you actually do deserve. Okay, so thank you actually for listening to me talking to you right now. Actually, this week I'm talking to Ahir Shah. I've known him for years, not a boast. He's doing his new tour, so we talk about that. He didn't really want to open up to me, and I prized him open like a clam. That's the good thing about Cuddle Club, we can go shallow or deep. I had a lovely chat with old Ahir Shah, and now I'm chatting to you, and then in a minute you're going to listen to me chat to Ahir, and that's podcasting as we know it, really. So pip pip, and also hello. Okay, bye bye. Ahir, a vision in orange, if I might say.
Thank you very much.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. I'm starting doing stand-up again in a few days for 2022, and that'll be quite good.
How did your special go? Because you recorded a special for HBO.
It was a relief, mainly, because it was supposed to happen on March the 31st, 2020.
Yeah.
And instead, absolutely nothing happened on March the 31st, 2020. And, well, at the same time as absolutely everything happened, yeah, countrywide. So, yeah, we did it in the end last June.
Oh, lovely. Was it fun?
Extraordinarily fun.
Oh, great. Can people see it? Well, who's got HBO, for crying out loud?
Well, I think just Americans. It's like me saying I'm big in Japan. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like, I promise I'm really funny, but only in America.
That's mad that it was just America. You would have thought, let the boy have a bit of buzz at home, you know? So now you're doing a new show.
Yes.
What was your last show called? That was the show that we followed each other. You did your show, then I did my show at Monkey Barrel Inn.
Yes.
Yeah? And I saw the show. It was very good.
Exactly. So the last one was called... shows, one after another.
Not confident guy.
It was very good. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So the last one was called Dots for no particular reason. Yeah. And this one is called Dress for slightly less of no particular reason.
Yeah, my one's called One Word Wow. And... it's not mentioned in the show at all.
Do you say the word wow at all?
Never. No, I won't. So you're touring a new show, and then any plans to put that into China or somewhere?
Yeah. I'm trying to get all of the sort of largest markets, so I'm just going by total GDP. So yeah. eventually I'll reach the UK, but I don't know whether, I think we're sixth or something.
You were very organised in Edinburgh, but you had a cash till. It was like a business operation. It was insane.
Well, I was early on the getting the card machine, which has now become ubiquitous, as rightly so.
Yeah.
But because, as you'll know, the very common refrain of, oh, no cash on me. And, like, whenever I went to see Free Fringe shows, I would always make sure that I had a fiver or whatever on me.
Yeah.
But fair enough if audience members were rushing from show to show or whatever. Then I had the contactless machine and people had absolutely no excuse.
Oh, yeah. I know. I find all that very awkward. I always think, like, well, what if they've got no money and I don't want them to feel... Yeah, but, I mean, I just look at the floor and say... Oh, thank you for coming. that's my business model.
Yeah, I'd like a one-way ticket to Cuddle City Central, please. Okay.
Are you ready for a podcast about cuddling?
Yes.
You've got to be, really. You've got to be.
Extremely. Mm. I'm extremely prepped.
Cuddly guy?
I'm a cuddly guy, yeah. I like cuddles.
You've just got engaged.
Yes, I have, pretty recently, yeah.
How does it work?
How does it work? Well, in my experience, and it's a very limited experience because I've done it the once and I don't intend to do it again.
Lovely.
You know, that's what everyone thinks. Mm. Yeah, in my experience, you ask, in my case, a woman to marry you. And if she says yes, then you're engaged.
Right.
That's the way that I...
And how did you propose?
It was all relatively swift. We'd not known each other very long at all or been together very long at all.
She's pregnant.
But no, she's actually not pregnant. So when I told my family, that was the first thing. But I sat my family down and I was like, I've got some news and it's surprising news, but it's good news. So you'll be happy about that. And my sister was immediately just like, okay, she's pregnant.
Wow. Okay.
No.
And you said, not yet, but I'm working on it. Strutting around the room. Well, so why did you ask her to marry you so quickly then?
Because I thought that it would be a good idea. I don't know. Like,
love overcame you.
Yeah. It was a very sort of spur of the moment thing for both of us.
And I noticed that you're not really going into how you did it. And I am going to press you on a few details because I love love.
Right. Okay.
I fucking love love. And you'll fucking give me some details here.
We were in a terrible pub having a pint and just having a sort of what started off as a relatively normal conversation.
Yeah.
But then got to slightly further in the conversation, I said, I might be getting the wrong idea here, but if I'm not, it feels like this is the sort of this is the sort of conversation that ends with me asking a particular question. And if that is the case, then can you just give me a nod? Because I absolutely don't want to do that here. And so she was like, yeah, no, that's about it. And so we just left and walked to a park instead.
Oh, that's so cute. Okay, ready for the quick fire round?
Yes, extremely.
Okay, worst quality in others.
Worst quality in others?
Mm-hmm.
Nazi?
Yeah. Best thing about being a lad?
I do like stand-up weeing. It's very efficient.
Yeah. You can do that as a girl. I've said it before and I'll say it again. You just have to get your finger in the clitoral hood and it takes practice and then you can fire it against a wall. Can I do it? No, not yet. I've been busy, but something I'll learn in later life. Have you ever been sick in your own mouth from overeating?
Well, not from overeating, but like, I suppose like during a meal when something's gone down the wrong way, I guess, yeah?
Not from overeating, ever?
No.
Oh, you've lived. Oh my God, I've done it about 30 times. That's mad. Okay. Is cuddling cool?
I think it is cool. I think that it's one of those things. Like, as I've got older, like, certainly when I was sort of in my late teens, early 20s particularly, like, where you think, like, the sort of, like, oh, it's more cool to be detached and whatever, and so
yeah.
You need to, like, pretend, like, oh, I don't really care about stuff and whatnot, and that's what being cool is. And then as I've got a bit older... I've just been like, no, actually, I was right first time.
Yes.
And actually, like, sincerely liking things and just nice things are nice.
Cuddle while you can, am I right?
Yeah, exactly.
Cuddle while you can. Oh, yeah, no, don't worry about that. It's just a case of me coming round and cuddling you and, hello? Okay, it's time for the touch quiz. You've got 5 questions and you have to guess what I'm thinking about touching.
Okay. Is it alive? Or could it conceivably have been alive? Like, if it's a dead armadillo, then I still want a yes.
No. It's sort of more of an object.
Okay. Is it...
It is an object.
Is it room temperature?
Yeah, because it's usually in a room.
Okay. Can you lift it up with one hand?
Oh, easily.
Right. Can it hold food or drink in it?
It's not what it's for, but the traditional ones, you could probably put a sort of scoop of peas in or, a small amount of rice or flour or something.
So some form of small... And I've only got...
It's red.
It's red. Can I do a guess before...
Yeah. Do a guess. It's impossible, this. Yeah, have a guess.
Is it an ashtray?
No.
Da!
You could have two more guesses. It's sort of something to do with us, in a way.
That, if anything, makes it far more difficult. What, as comedians?
Yeah, sort of, yeah. But we don't actually use one of these. But if there was a poster, it might be on it, but it wouldn't be. But it's like the gross sort of version of what we do, in a way.
What is it like for putting stars on things? Is it like loads of stars?
No, it's a clown's nose.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, to be fair, that would hold a small quantity of rice potato, perhaps, yeah?
Yes, yeah. This isn't my first rodeo. They change every time. Never had a clown's nose before. But, you know, it's impossible to get really a hair, but it's nice to join in, isn't it?
Has anyone ever got it?
Oh, yeah, they have, actually. Oh. Don't feel let down by that. You know, we've all got different skills.
I think clown's nose is probably quite a difficult one as well.
Yeah, but it's a lovely one at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think that's what makes it so good, in that it's not every day, and yet we all know about them.
We know about them. You know, I cried in my clown's nose, for example, on the Goulier course. My boyfriend wants to do the Goulier course. He wants to see what kind of clown he is.
But isn't it basically just like you spend a lot of money and people shout at you?
Yes, and you can do that down Camden High Street. But... Come on, let us in. Have you got anything you want to ask Psychic Sue?
Does Psychic Sue know if I'm going to enjoy the film Boiling Point? Because I'm going to see it this evening.
Okay, will I, in brackets, here?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't do brackets. Will here enjoy the film? Do you know what film? No, you will not.
Oh, that's a real shame.
Sorry. Sue is abrupt and she tells it how it is. I'm sorry, but that's Sue.
Could you ask her if it's still worth going?
Well, it's always worth going, you know.
Well, this is the thing, you know, like sometimes there are things that, yeah, okay, it wasn't for me, but I'm glad I saw it.
Will you let me know if you did enjoy it? Because
I will actually, yeah.
I hate to think that Psychic Sue is wrong, but, you know, there's always the possibility.
But maybe I'll end up trying too hard to disprove Psychic Sue.
Yeah, that's very you, isn't it?
Yeah.
I asked if you should still go, and she said, yeah, why not? You know,
oh, great. Okay.
In a sort of way of, like, you know, live your life, you know? Who are you going with? Your fiancé?
I am, yes.
Do you say your fiancé?
I've tried it on for size a few times, and I do like it.
Well, it makes you seem a bit older, doesn't it? Because you must get mistaken sometimes for a younger man.
I went through a long period where I looked substantially younger than I was, and then I just crashed directly into who I am.
Oh.
And so I think that this bodes actually quite poorly for aging, because it's just like my aging process has slowly sped up over time. So I've caught up. This is probably a really good point for me. And then within 3 years, I'll look like a 60-year-old.
I don't know if I want to get married. Oh, it's tricky. I don't know. Sometimes I think I've got commitment issues, and the other times I'm like, oh, I'm so committed. But do you have that where you're like, it just fluctuates from one to the other? You're like, one person forever? And then another time you're like, all I want is them.
Well, I suppose, like, either way is fine, you know. It's like you neither have to or don't have to get married. But I think that it's all largely just like, if you grew up with a certain thing and you liked that when you're a kid, then you're probably going to want to recreate it when you're older. So it's the same reason that, like, I don't really ever want to live anywhere other than London, because I grew up here and I had a nice time here. If I'd had an awful time growing up here, then I'd probably be like, oh, let's get out of Dodge as quickly as possible.
Yeah, your parents are cute. I met them at Edinburgh once, and they are so nice. Well, seemingly. I mean, who knows? They might beat each other up. I don't know. But they look really cute.
No, but I'm reasonably confident they don't.
Yeah, they look very happy, actually. That's unusual to have two parents together happily, isn't it? At your age, come on.
Is it? Are most people...
Come on. Well, actually, I went out with my boyfriend's friends, actually, a little while ago, and they were all so nice and so well adjusted, and none of them were comedians. And I was like, are all your friends' family still together, like the mum and the dad? And he's like, yeah, actually all of them bar one, yeah, they are. And I was like, that is so unusual, isn't it? Dare to dream, upgrade now and again, that's what I say.
I don't necessarily know, like, I certainly think that for my parents, sort of both culturally and generationally, there was just a different set of expectations of, like, certainly I'm sure that there were, but, like, it's not been, you know, plain sailing the entire time for them, far from it. And I'm sure that there are certain points in the past where I would think, like, oh, had it been a thing that, in inverted commas, they could do, that they probably would have split, and maybe that would have been better at that time for them. But it's just a thing that, they did.
Yeah, lovely. What was your upbringing like then?
Nice. I grew up in Wembley, so suburb of northwest London, which sort of generally characterised by monotonous suburban boredom and occasional pointless violence. Mm. And I think that that's how a lot of London functions.
Yeah. You don't like talking much about your personal life, do you? I'm asking you questions and you're dodging them.
I don't think I'm wholly dodging.
No, come on. You talked about the area, Wembley.
That's true. No, it's true. I think that I was very happy throughout my childhood. Probably that's because when, like, the periods of time that the family went through tougher stuff, like particularly financially and whatnot, a bit, like, that was when I was too young, really, to understand that sort of thing. Whereas my sister's 8 years older than me. So I think that she has a different perspective on looking back because she was sort of old enough to understand what was going on. And then by the time that I was old enough to go understand what was going on, we were sort of through the worst of it.
What did your parents do then?
My mum is retired now. She was a primary school teacher at the local state primaries, so the same school that I went to, although she didn't teach me happily. I think that would have been kind of weird. Well, it's bad enough sort of accidentally calling a teacher mum, isn't it?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alan de Botton. Alan de Botton wants to ask a question. You know Alan de Botton?
Yeah.
Great guy. Well, he's got questions here. Look, these are cards.
Okay.
And I'm going to pick you one. Ooh, okay. What kind of ideal extra sibling would you wanted to have had?
Ideal extra sibling? So I was entirely accidental.
Oh, really? Little whoopsie baby.
Yeah, exactly. So sister 8 years older than me. So then when she was 16 and I was 8, apparently mum and dad had a chat of like, oh, well, actually, like, that gap was really good in the end, because it was like Akanksha was able to, like, you know, she raised Ahira as well and everything, and would there like maybe having a third and 8 years isn't that crazy an idea if we can. But around that time, a friend of my sister's at high school, their parents, like I think that the mum was pregnant or something, and my sister had just found out about this, and she just came home practically saying like, "Oh my god, guys, isn't it so gross?" And
oh, all wow. That.
So it says, "Mum is having a kid," and it's, and so I think that they were both like, "Oh well, it was only a real like little pipe dream anyway."
Yeah,
so maybe it is not the right thing. But so that could have been very interesting, actually.
Yeah.
And what would, you know, life would obviously have been so different if I had, you know, I guess now a 23-year-old brother or sister.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Well, you'd have to do a bit more babysitting, so that would have been a bit annoying.
Yes, well, my sister's having her first child in early April.
Yeah.
So we'll have the first sort of little one of the next generation, and I'll be able to do that babysitting, albeit at 31 years.
Yeah. Are you close to your sister?
Very.
Ah, that's so nice. Does she live in London as well?
Just outside.
Lovely. You've got to be. I think you've got to be close. Well, otherwise, you know, because our parents are going to die, you need to do something, don't you? Anyway. Well, you know, think about it a lot.
There's a real sort of like undercurrent of morbidity to this podcast.
Not every week. It depends what I've been worrying about at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
You know,
it's quite a gentle conversation, generally speaking. But then, with every so often, just this really penetrating existential fear.
Yeah. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. I think that's enough. Best, worst, or weirdest cuddle?
I will go with best. And it's one that I've been thinking a lot about recently. And I know exactly when it happened. Because it happened on the 17th of May, 2020.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm scared.
No. It's very good stuff. And it was at that time that, you know, you remember you were allowed to meet one other person outside with social distancing measures and what have you.
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen either of my parents since the lockdowns and things were put in place. And I met my dad on the South Bank of the Thames. And we sort of did that, just me and him, as we were our one other person who we were meeting outside, and had this distanced conversation and what have you over it. And as I went to wave goodbye to him 2 meters apart and everything, he said, "This is fucking ridiculous," walked up to me and gave me the best hug that I've ever had. And that was, I hope that I'll never feel anything like that again, right?
Yeah.
Because it was just like, there was so much bound up.
Yeah.
In that, and I talk about it in this show, but after he did that, he left and I walked around the corner and sat on a bench and spent 20 minutes crying because I was convinced that that could have just killed him. Having that. And like, I guess that was quote unquote an illegal hug, right?
At that time.
And I've obviously been thinking a lot about it recently because I now know exactly what was happening in Downing Street when we were feeling like that, you know, and when so many people had, you know, gosh, comparatively, I had it extraordinarily easy, you know. It's like, yes, I didn't get to hug my parents for a while, but they were healthy and whatever, so it's nowhere near as bad as it could have been.
Yeah.
But just remembering quite how much was bound up just in that piece of physical contact, and how much was taken away for so long and for so many people, and how little of a shit the people who set those rules appeared to give about them is a lot.
But it was obviously very good, but would you have another pandemic to feel it again?
No, exactly. Like, I hope, this is why I say, I never feel anything like that again. Because, yeah, I realise, like, it was contingent on months of horror like preceding it to make it feel like that.
But lovely bit for a show as well. So, would you have the pandemic again to get a good show? Probably. No, I wouldn't, actually. Would I? No, I wouldn't. From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts. This is the last question. You've done ever so well. Who's my big, brave, strong boy? Huh?
I'm a big, brave, strong boy.
Yeah, you're my big, strong boy, aren't you?
Yeah!
What do you think life's all about? It's a big one. We end on a big one. What do you think we're all here for, you know?
Well, to a certain degree, I don't really think that we're here for anything, and that's what gives it a wonderful freedom, right, to choose what you end up making of the whole thing. And everything, like, I don't know, like, at least personally, I feel as though, sort of, I don't know whether I feel myself, and maybe this is a function of COVID as well as anything, but, like, I feel as though I've found my world slightly shrinking around me of, like, okay, it turns out that these are the things and these are the people that I really do care about, and it took not being able to do stand-up for ages for me to realise that, oh, actually, like, I'm nowhere near as sort of ambitious career-wise as I thought that maybe I was. Like, no, that doesn't really matter and everything. But it's just, it's like this is my bit over here, and I'll try and make my bit a bit better.
Yeah.
And collectively, maybe we make a better bit for everyone.
Lovely, actually. If anyone asks me that, I'm just going to cut that answer out and give them that. Okay, so what happens now is my big, strong, brave boy's done ever so well, and I put all the details into the Cuddle calculator, and it just reads you your type.
Great.
You excited about that?
I'm extremely excited about that.
Okay. Right, the Cuddle type is out. Are you nervous?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I don't do this, by the way. The Cuddle calculator does.
Yeah, sure.
David Cross got paper. So just to give you some idea. I'm nervous. Wonder what he's going to say. Yeah. Okay. The Cuddle type is slippery chicken. Good luck catching this one. I'm not mucking about. It's clucking about. It's not potato or fish. It's chicken. And it's a very popular dish.
My Cuddle type is slippery chicken.
Yeah, but it's a very popular dish. And I think...
Right, okay.
Very popular with people. What's people's favourite meal? It's up there, isn't it? It's up there.
Yeah, yeah, it's got to be. But, I mean, as a vegetarian, this is probably not ideal from my perspective. But then, you know, I don't eat paper either, so...
Well, no, it's ideal because you get to live.
Oh, right, so I won't eat myself.
No, I won't eat you because I'm vegan. So the slippery chicken, it might have come up with that because you did try and avoid some questions.
Right, OK.
And you can't get hold of a chicken, can you?
I've never tried.
Well, I have. I've tried to get hold of a chicken and a lamb. And let me tell you, they're both as difficult as each other. I just wanted to cuddle them. And they're not interested.
Cuddle-type lamb sounds quite nice. I would have rathered that. If they're both equally difficult to catch, then I'd have rathered lamb.
Oh, God, I feel like the calculator's upset you now. I guess slippery chicken.
Yeah. It's fine. No, it's like, all right, the cuddle calculator's called me a slippery chicken, and Psychic Sue's told me that I'm not going to enjoy my evening. This is a succession of crises.
Oh, I'm so sorry. But it did say it's a very popular dish. You have to hold on to the good stuff.
Can we ask Psychic Sue another question?
Yeah, of course. Always. She's doing fuck all.
Yeah. Okay, I won't enjoy the film, and that's fine, but at least will Emma enjoy the film?
Well, yeah. Oh, that's a lovely question. Will Emma... Oh, I'd love it if Psychic Sue gets this right. Come on, Sue, what are you saying? Yes, why not?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
That's good enough, then.
Yeah, that's good enough. 1 out of 50%, you know. Yeah. And don't forget, people love chicken. You know? Never forget that. Please keep hold of that people love chicken. Okay, so if you want to check his tour dates out, go to ahirshah.com. That's A-H-I-R-S-H-A-H. And... .com, I imagine you can sort of get there yourself. His show's called Dress. He's probably touring near you. Have a little look. But don't go see him if you're not going to go see me. It really is tit for tat here. You know, one in, one out. Both in, both out. Something like that. You know, yes, he's going to Glasgow, but so am I, a month or two later. So, what a lovely time you're going to have seeing our faces. And follow me online. And I don't really care if you do or you don't. Actually, it's a free country last time I checked. Okay, bye-bye, my sweetie darlings.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.